we're back to the Neil Haley show. And, you know, it was really interesting when they talk about how, you know, frontline workers, especially factories and specific things, how they have to find new skill sets and things. My guest today, Ida Bird Hill, is going to tell us about it. And I think, Ida, it started, welcome, when there more and more stuff of people that do that type of frontline work. And we're talking not frontline like COVID, but frontline before, where they're, you know, doing the different assembly line stuff, became automated. And then people had to create new skills, because now to be able to operate certain machinery, you had to become skilled even to do that skill. And it was replaced. Yeah. And what to do next, right?
Yeah. And the thing is, and it's becoming more and more automated. One of the things that we don't think about the pandemic did is accelerated automation, particularly since a lot of things were happening in China and Malaysia. And when they brought them back to the US, they made everything digital. So that automation just sped up during the pandemic. So right now they need individuals who have skills to operate robots, to fix the robots, and to be able to make sure that those robots are doing their job. And so there's lots of jobs open, but at the same time, people can't find a job that they like that's paying the pay that they want. So they've been quitting massive jobs. And so right now we're in the middle of a great resignation, where I have all of these jobs that are open, that got all of these people who are not working, and they're not matching each other.
So explain what's happening there, how you're trying to match these people and what's keeping them from getting jobs based on the great resignation.
The lack of skills, because those, what it used to be, if you went into a factory, you screwed on a widget. You don't need much of a skill, but just follow the instructions. Now you're operating a $1 billion robot. And I, as an employer, am not going to allow you to operate my $1 billion robot and you have no skills, because you can break my robot and it costs me $1 billion. So what they're looking for are individuals who have skills, who can operate these massive automated systems, or even to repair these systems. And if you don't have the skills, they can't bring you in because they've spent so much money on the technology.
So how do you get those skills?
You go back to school. But most people think, oh, I got to go back and get a bachelor's degree. I don't want to do that. And you don't even need to do that. A lot of the jobs only require certification, where you go and you take a short term, 6 months to 12 months, 15 months training. And now you're moving towards a six-figure job. And so it doesn't take a lot, but most people think that I have to go back and spend 3 years in community college, or I have to go back and get a four-year degree. And that's not necessarily the case. You can do short-term certification and get prepared, but you got to do some training to be prepared for the jobs that they're looking for.
Oh, I wouldn't have thought that in ways of the certification. And that goes back to certain types of skill sets that even in high school, they teach certain types of these skills, right? And or in tech based colleges that they could decide to go to then, and that will help those people out of the job market. But the ones that were laid off for specific reasons or are looking for a job, the opportunities are endless for them if they go out and search. What kind of pay does a certain job like that in a factory pay now?
It depends on what type of factory and what you're doing. But like, I had a young lady who was a restaurant worker, and now that she's what they call a network support. She supports the internet in her company. And right now she's making $60,000, and she only went for training for 6 months. I have another person who went for training for 13, 14 months, and she's what they call a network automation specialist. She's making $117,000. So it really depends on the function, but what they all have in common, they don't require a bachelor's degree. They require certification.
And that's where higher education better watch out to be able to compete with what these changes are happening in the job market, because you can go for a degree in higher ed and not get a $60,000 or $117,000 job at all. Your job at all.
And then a lot of the higher ed are starting to adopt certification programs because they are feeling the competitive nature of schools like mine, because we're trying to undercut them. And so now some of them are actually offering certificates, because what happens is that the employer could care less of whether you got a bachelor's degree or not. But they want to know, can you do the job? And if you can do the job without a degree, who cares? Now, you do have some companies who may care, and they still have a criteria that you had to have a bachelor's in computer science. But eventually what's going to happen with those companies, they're not going to find the people they need, and they're going to give up and remove the bachelor's degree requirement, because things are changing so fast that if you went to college right now, I have 2 degrees, but if you went to college right now, whatever you learn by the time you got to the end of 4 years is obsolete.
Oh, no, because every technology keeps changing.
And it's changing very, very fast. And so that's what's driving the whole issue with the certification, is they figure that you can study and learn a new technology faster because technology is changing so fast.
So what does that lead you to? So kind of explain to me now what you said you have a training program, your company.
Well, we train individuals with network engineering and cybersecurity operations, Python development, and Linux development. Mm. What most people do not realize is that we're living in what we call Industry 4.0. And what Industry 4.0 basically says is that everything is connected by the internet. So the plant is connected to the corporate headquarters. All of the devices are connected to the plant. Everything runs through the internet. And so what network engineers do, they support that networking function. They make sure the internet and the corporations are always running and everything is running smoothly. The cybersecurity ops protect that network from being hacked, which right now is a really big deal.
And getting a cybersecurity certification is huge.
Yes, mm-hmm. And that's because of the demand. Right now we need about 3.5 million cybersecurity professionals in the world. That's a lot of people.
Is it a hard certification, the programs you go through? Or
I'm not going to say it's hard, but it is rigorous. It does require a lot of hands-on work. I know we teach with digital simulations, which means you're simulating building or protecting a network. And it does require that you have to do those simulations. So they're rigorous. So I'm not going to really say it's hard. It's just time-consuming.
Right. And is it, you said with all that need, you're in the challenges higher ed's dealing with right now with the great resignation. People want to go out and get a job. So you have to educate them that there's that, you know, that money's going to run out at one point, right? That unemployment at one point is going to run out. That extra money that you might have saved from the stimuluses are going to run out at one point, right?
And it's starting to run out. And that's why people are quitting, because they had a job, they're not making enough. They quit and go to another job. Stay there for a hot minute. If it's not working out, they couldn't go find another one. So, but the one thing that a lot of the people are not doing is understanding that you need to get some post-secondary training. You don't need a degree. You don't need a bachelor's, associate's, or master's degree, but you do need skills. And whether you're going to network engineering or cybersecurity like us, but even fields like digital marketing, marketing analytics, they don't need a degree anymore. They are just basically need a certification. So anything that relates to technology is starting to move towards those who are certified in that area, and you're going to make more money.
Make more money because that's the demand. Exactly. Cybersecurity is a demand. Digital marketing is a demand. Anything with the internet is a demand. So where can people check you out? I mean, I think it's amazing, and congrats on your success of your company and how you're growing this. It's not a university, but it's almost a training business to the level you are. But where can people find info?
They can go to our website, autoworks.org, and that's AUTOWORKZ.org. And if they're interested, they can make application because we have students from all over the country and we're just growing.
What I like is you used auto and automation, but also for auto being in Detroit, right?
Yes.
You came out of the name?
I'm glad you caught on that.
I caught on to that. The Motor City Auto, I love it. And that's where everything's going. And you really have made a great decision, and congrats on all your success. And education is such an important thing, and we can educate ourselves in so many other ways now than having to go sit in college. I mean, I think it's for certain people, and I think it's for certain types of professions. And for other ones, let's get rid of the stigma of college. Even though both, well, I have a master's degree, and you said but we would probably be thinking something different now for what the journey we did to get to where we are. We could have just been entrepreneurs and said, forget about it, right? And figured out what was the need was. If you're intelligent, you can use your intelligence to what's in the marketplace now. Why go to school? Because you could still get there. As long as you have the acumen, surround yourself with educated people and people that really know how to grow businesses. And there you go. So I appreciate you stopping by.
Well, thank you much for having me.
You're welcome. You're listening and watching The Neil Haley Show. And we'll be back in just a moment.